The moment of truth, folks. The moment of truth. It's coming. And I got to tell you this. I think it's going to flop right on the Democrat faces, all of their faces. A lot of panic and hysteria. They're realizing they fucked up. And they fucked up royally. So if you're watching what's happening on the news, what's happening with certain TV hosts, they're going to go all in now because this is what they feel. This is kind of what they needed to spin the narrative that they wanted. But the problem is no one's buying it. Nobody's buying it. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod 1977, D-Rod 1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, Stay with me. I'm going to get into this. I'm going through my little spill. The Mexican Mix on Amazon. My mama's book. Leave her an honest review as well. I read them to her, believe it or not. So this whole thing, this whole circus, this all of this dog and pony show that we're watching, 34 counts, guilty, 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 all the way down, is so obvious that it's backfiring on them royally. Not to mention, it's going to be appealed. The sentencing is coming just days before, I think 4 days before the convention. Think about the timing there. Now, I've had Ivan Ranklin on my show talking about, on Nino's Corner.tv, talking about what they, what he sees their plans are, what they're planning to do, which is probably try to squeeze him out, push him out, and try to nominate someone else. They're going to try. Or it could be an idea that's floating around right now. I think it's going to fail miserably. Everything that they're trying is going to fail absolutely miserably. So it's going to be 2016 2.0 starting all over again. Here comes the mad rush to discredit, destroy his character, and make him look like a nut. You got Hillary Clinton printing mugs now saying she was right. She was right. It's all coming out now, folks. It's going to be, they're going all in, warp speed. They're not stopping. It's going to be a huge media push to destroy his character like they did the first time. Did it work? No. So it's going to be appealed. I'm going to have Joey Gilbert on to talk about this, the lawyer. He's an attorney, criminal defense attorney. I'm going to have Juan today. I'm talking to Juan today on Nino's Corner. I'm going to go all over this. I'm going to try to put what I can on YouTube. And folks, don't get mad at me about Rudy Giuliani. I put what I can on there. I put most of my videos on YouTube, the fluff stuff. Rudy Giuliani's on Nino's Corner.tv. I'll put that on Rumble later, probably in a couple weeks. But it's always first with my crowd on Nino's Corner.tv. Folks, get your noble gold. Let's get into this. Noble gold. You better get gold. You better be getting gold and silver. Look, I'm not a big crypto guy. I understand Bitcoin. I have some Bitcoin. I have some XRP. But I don't know which way the cookie's going to crumble. But one thing I can say for sure, gold and silver will remain king. Gold has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar, and U.S. Treasuries are buying more gold. The good news is it is predicted to go up even more. UBS even said it would go up to 5,000. 5,000? Yeah, motherfucker, 5,000. All right. Noble Gold Investments phone has been ringing off the hook. Everybody wants to protect their retirement with gold. You can do the same. And if you do it this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free 1/4 ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. What makes you qualify? I'm not sure. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com now. Get started. Let's get the ghetto timer going, folks. Ding, 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 ding. 30 minutes. Then I do my, oh, my ghetto timer. My ghetto timer, baby. All right. So, Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. X, Nino Boxer. PatriotWare.com, Bing. Bing, right there. Patriot. Get Lunatic Fringe. Yes. Yeah, I wear a lot of my stuff out. But, oh, I got that shirt. A lot of people are, gotta say, it's kind of crazy when people come up to me now and they're like, man, I love what you're doing. I'm like, I keep thinking it's boxing. My mind goes to boxing. I'm like, I haven't had a fight in 10 years, bro. I'm like, no. Like your YouTube stuff. I'm like, oh, because I'm a YouTuber now. That's right. I totally forget about this shit. Anytime someone approaches me, I think it's boxing. And it has, now it's not anything to do with boxing. Nothing. And I'm realizing just how small that really was on the grand scope of things. You know, when you're in it, when I was boxing, I thought everybody paid attention to boxing. Boy, was I wrong. Nobody pays attention to boxing. Pretty insane. It really is insane. Nino's Corner.tv, Juan O'Savin's coming on. We're going to be talking about the sentencing. House arrest? Is he going to get thrown behind bars? Not likely. But regardless, he needs to be out of public perception for what's coming, from what I understand. Now, we've been right about everything else on Nino's Corner.tv. We said the gut punch was coming. Juanito said that. Give him credit where credit is due. He said that 2 years ago. Now, he's getting ready to tell more. And that'll be on Nino's Corner.tv. If you're not there, you're missing out. You're missing out on all of it. So we'll be talking about what's coming down the pipeline for the sentencing, what it looks like, what really is, are they going to throw the book at him? It's going to be appealed. It's coming just days before convention. What can we expect? I'll have Juan on. Get to Nino's Corner.tv and get, I mean, I'm telling you folks, it's hot. I have Jan Halper coming up on Nino's Corner.tv. Behind the scenes moves. Boy, was this good. I already recorded it. She goes through chronological order, but the Crown of England, of London, whatever, and where we're at today, the moves that have been made, and it was about an hour and some change podcast. It's excellent. Jan Halper, DOD Task Force. Interesting. Mike King. Gosh, this one is another good one. Mike King talking about 9/11, and I can't go any more into that than that, but... What is Mr. T's true mission? Go to 9/11. And Mike King brought fire, folks. General's Tent is up there, too. I went ahead and put up the General's Tent with Sheila Holm and the cameo with Juanito. It's up there as well on Nino's Corner. I put it for public view so you all can watch it. It's nice. Good. It's great. It's about an hour and some change. Kathy O'Brien's coming on. Susan Bradford's coming on. Gene Decode's coming on. And guess what, folks? You might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Oh, yeah, here we go. Coming at you live for the apocalypse, folks. Yeah. Oh. All right. One thing I got to say, the winners, I announced the winners for the Nino's contest. Maria, I said your name wrong. Sorry, the first time. Maria, we're trying to contact you, okay? Do you not want the cash prices? Do you not want Sancho's dinero? Do you not want the monies? Well, you better answer the emails because we're sending you emails and you're not answering. So if that she doesn't answer in a week, I got to give her a week. I'll be sending out thank you for the super chat, by the way. Appreciate it a lot. You know, you're nice people. I really like that. Thank you very much. So Maria, if you don't answer in a week, we're going to give your prize away to second place, and then third place will move up to second, and then fourth place will move to third. So got to answer the email. And those of you waiting for your cash prices, you'll have to wait a little longer on Maria. Maria's holding everything up, but I don't understand it. I don't want to be fucking don't understand nothing. All right, folks, let's get into this. So, the main objective here. Sorry, I lose my temper when the pages get stuck to the desk. So the main objective here is they thought what they're hoping for is that they can give him a really black eye, destroy his chances for running. They thought by him being convicted, everyone would turn on him and say, oh, see, he's a felon. He's bad news. He's just so bad. And there's going to be people that still think that way. But no, wait. Majority or not, in fact, the people on the fence have moved over. He raised a record-breaking, from small donors, record-breaking upwards north of $50 million. It backfired, folks, and it backfired badly. But now what you're going to see is them take the ball and run with it. What they got from this is they're going to take the ball and run with it. They're going to run with this, and they're going to beat a dead horse. You're going to see the Whoopi Goldberg on The View. You're going to see Rachel Maddow. You're going to see Jon Stewart. I mean, the whole crew are going all in now. You're going to see them all go in. My glasses are fogging up again. So Zelensky, though, sends a warning, which I find hilarious. He's like, please, please, no, we can't have this. I better send some kind of warning, and I'll get into that. So as Trump is to be sentenced just 4 days before Republican convention, I'm expecting serious shenanigans to happen, I think. Now, Ivan Raiklin talked about this on the corner. I think they're going to be planning something. I don't know what, but I think they're going to try to do some maneuvering. Do I think he gets locked up behind bars? No, no. House arrest? Possible. House arrest is very possible. Regardless, from what I understand, he needs to be out of the picture for other things to transpire. So we all know they are capable of anything. They are, and don't, I'm telling you right now, folks, they are capable of absolutely anything and everything. So could he go behind bars? There's a possibility. I don't expect it. Neither does Juanito, but anything can happen. We got to be ready for this. I think it'll be house arrest. But hey, El Nino's been wrong before. So what did the guilty on 34 counts do for Trump? Well, this made him more popular than ever. To the point he broke the small donations record upwards of $50 million. So now we have both the Democrats and rhinos in panic and fear. you like them now. Oh, boy. Completely backfired on them. I mean, it just completely, ba-boom, backfired. Like, they're scared. They're so scared. He must be stopped at all costs, folks. They can't fail. So what now? What now? Well, these people are so incredibly scared and threatened that even Zelensky is sending a warning. Sending a warning. And as Clinton prints coffee mugs saying that she was right. Talk about celebrating before the victory. Now, they really believe that something's going to happen here. So false confidence and pride comes before the fall. I'll say that. Speaking of pride, did you guys see the pro-Palestine in Philadelphia, the pro-Palestine class with the pride parade? Really messed up everything. They were so busy on their floats. This is like a friggin' circus. I can't believe the times we're living in right now. Hey, let them fight it out. Let them fight it out. Let the pro-Palestine and the pride parade fight it out. I think this should be – I would love to see this. I bet you there's going to be brawls. Oh, you did not say that to me. Oh, boy. Word on the street is Mark Cuban is pissed off. He's extremely pissed off because why? Well, Miriam Adelson, who owns the majority stake in the Dallas Mavericks, is planning on contributing over $100 million to a super PAC for Trump. shit, man. This is going every which way but right for them, man. I'm telling you, like, it's just so bad. Like, they can't do anything right. Oh, my God. And their fates are sealed. And we're all watching this. I mean, did you see the UFC? When he walked into the UFC, the crowd, standing ovation, insanity. The people have spoken. We know what's going on here. And then Strickland getting up there, giving credit to Trump. I mean, come on, man. I mean, folks, it's game over. I should have put that in the title, game over. Not for T, Minister T, though. Zelensky, Trump risks being loser president if he opposes bad deal on Ukraine. So they see him coming and they're nervous. They're scared. Donald Trump risks being a loser president if he wins November's election and imposes a bad peace deal on Ukraine. Vladimir Zelensky said, saying it would mean the end of the U.S. as a global player. Really? I don't think so. Oh, man. Look how they're just hoping you eat this shit up. In an interview with Guardian in Kiev, Zelensky said he had no strategy yet for what to do if Trump returned to the White House. So they don't even know what they're going to do. I'll tell you what he's going to do. I'll tell you what, Zelensky, you'll be busy. You're going to have to run. Run your hope. Maybe take a rocket ship off the planet. I don't know. You're done. They're all done. If Trump beats Joe Biden, he is widely expected to cut off U.S. military support to Ukraine. Last year, Trump boasted he could end the war in 24 hours. End the war in 24 hours. I don't know about you, but I'm against World War III. And if you go to, if you go to PatriotWare, if you go to PatriotWare.com, it says Trump 24, end the war. No war, Trump 24. Something like that. I created it, and I already see. I forget things. I think it's boxing. I think boxing, the hits to the head. But I think I'm doing pretty good with the amount of damage I took. You know, I think about it all the time. You know, I used to be a really good artist. And after my boxing career, it's like I stare at a piece of paper now, and I can't do anything. I can't sketch anything. I used to be able to doodle. I used to be able to like draw really well. I can't anymore. And I wonder if that's from the punishment I took in the ring. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, every American should accept 2024 election results. What are you trying to say? So when stuff like this comes out, I see them trying to get ahead of the ball. And I wonder to myself, what are they planning? What are they planning for Kevin McCarthy to come out and say, hey, everyone better, everyone should accept the 2024 results. You got to accept them. Okay. What do you mean? Do you guys get what I'm saying here? Like, why is he saying this? Do you guys get what I'm saying? Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Sunday said that every American should accept the results. Well, what do you mean we should accept them? What are you planning here, Kevin? Of the upcoming presidential election, as some Republicans repeatedly refuse to say whether they'll accept the results, regardless of who wins. Speaking to CNN's Inside Politics, McCarthy also blasted Democrats for challenging every single Republican elected president since George Bush, specifically blaming Maryland Democrat Rep. Jamie Raskin for saying that Mr. T should be impeached before he was even sworn in. This is a question that's for the whole American public. We got to get beyond it, McCarthy added. In late 2020, McCarthy signed onto an amicus brief alongside other GOP members of Congress urging the Supreme Court to review a Texas lawsuit challenging the you-know-what in several swing states. He also voted to not certify the you-know-what from Arizona and Pennsylvania on January 6th, 2021, joining. I don't trust him. I'm just going to tell you this right now. I don't trust him. Joining 138 of his House colleagues in objecting to some states' election results. Earlier Sunday, Democrat House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told NBC News Meet the Press that he would certainly accept the results of the upcoming election. Folks, are you with me on this? Do you kind of see it the same way? Like, they're trying to get ahead of the ball. Oh, well, hey, we all need to accept what's coming. You need to accept it. Y'all get what I'm getting at? Y'all get what I'm getting at here? Let's talk about Stormy. Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels. My one of my best friends had a dog named Stormy. Seriously, I don't know why I thought of that, but I think it's kind of a good relation there. Stormy Daniels urges Melania Trump to leave husband Donald now for two reasons. She's a homewrecker. That's one reason. Stormy Daniels today implores Melania Trump to leave her crooked husband. Not because imagine what Melania is going through right now. You know, she's been staying out of the picture. She's been kind of doing her own thing. You can't blame her. She's been spending a lot of time with Barron Trump. I think she's just trying to keep the house together, keep the family together, focusing on Barron. I think Barron's going to be playing a very big role soon. Just saying. I feel it. And I think she's just kind of keeping the lid on things. I think she's doing the right thing. What a classy woman. She's everything a first lady should be. She's everything a first lady should be. She keeps to herself. She's very polite, highly, highly intelligent. This lady is everything a first lady should be. And I know you all agree with me on that. She is stunning, and she is elegant, and she is a real winner, man. So the fact that she's staying quiet isn't because she's panicking or she's pissed off. She's letting everything take its course. She's letting everything play out. So for an adult film, and I have to say that on FluffTube, otherwise I want to go all in on this, but an adult film actress, Stormy, like she has any room to say anything about anybody's marriage. Anybody's marriage. You have no room to speak about any type of relationship, girl. Stormy Daniels today implores Melania Trump to leave her crooked husband, not because he slept with the adult star, but because he's now a convicted felon. Oh, okay. So is Sancho. Sancho has many women. Actually, no. Now, that me saying that, people will be, I didn't know Rodriguez was a convicted felon. No, I'm not. I'm not. But Sancho, my alter ego, he could be. During the ex-president's six-week trial, the former first lady was conspicuously absent from his side, never once appearing in court. Why? Because she has class. She doesn't want to get involved. While other members of Mr. T's family supported him during the case, Melania stayed away. She did the right thing in a move that has raised questions about the state of their 19-year marriage. Wow, 19 years. Now, let me ask you this. Do you all feel she did the right thing? Give me a thumbs up. Give me your comments in there. Because I feel she did the classy thing. She stayed out of it. She didn't ruffle any feathers. I think she did exactly what she was supposed to do. And I think she still supports Mr. T. Listen, Mr. Well, regardless of what he did, doesn't take away the fact that I want him to be my president. Sancho has done many things, but I know Sancho can lead a country into victory. Yeah, I'm glad you guys are saying that. Now, Stormy, the woman who the businessman 77 allegedly cheated on her with just a year after tying the knot, has urged the Slovenian former model to divorce him. I don't know what their agreement may or may not be, but Melania needs to leave him. Not because of what he did with me or other women, but because he is a convicted felon, she says. It's been proven he is abusive. He is found liable for sexual assault and tax fraud and now criminal. He's neither a felon. He's neither a Teflon Don or a Teflon. He's now a Teflon Con. So this is what they wanted. My point being this. This is exactly what the liberal media wanted so they can run with it. So they can take this ball and run it all the way into the touchdown. Will it work out for them? No. No, it won't. It's not. Oh, boy. And you know what? A lot of people are very scared right now to speak out. Very scared because they don't know which way this is going to go. Well, let me help you. listen to the Nino. I'm telling you where this is going to go. And it's going our way. So jump on the victory ship. Get on board. We're cruising to victory. Oh, boy. Stormy Daniels, chilling warning to world on Donald Trump's bid to become U.S. president. So now she's giving a chilling, and the way the liberal media prints it, a chilling warning. It's a chilling warning from an adult film actress. An adult, can you imagine? This lady has a platform. This lady, an adult film actress, has a platform to say anything. Do you really believe? Listen to me when I say, is anybody going to listen to this? Listen to an adult. You have nothing to say. Nobody gives a shit. And let me guess, you're going to write 10 books. Has she already written a book? I don't even know. I don't pay attention. Stormy Daniels has warned the world that Mr. T has lost touch with reality as a convicted felon eyes a second term in the White House. Speaking for the first time since a presumptive Republican nominee was found guilty of 34 counts of falsifying business records, the former adult actress told the mayor she feels vindicated. She feels so vindicated. I was watching a documentary. I started to watch it and then I turned it off because it was so pathetic on Nick Carter. Do you guys remember Nick Carter? Is he the one on the Backstreet Boys? Yeah. Anyway, Nick and Aaron Carter. Anyway, about some girl that was in a girl band called a girl group called Dream, who claims he sexually, you know what, her, and she's coming out. She's mad. She's the Christian. He made her do some bad things, and it was horrific. When you listen to this girl talk, you're just going, oh, shit. When's this going to end, man? I'm coming out 15 years later, 20 years later, because it was horrific, and I want my 15 minutes of fame. That's what this is, in my opinion. In my humble opinion. See, that whole movement has opened the door now from any girl that has been, who's bitter and pissed off, who the guy never called her the next day, and now she can just claim anything. And those of you women out there who have sons and grandsons, you should be worried about this. Weaponizing that movement, in my opinion. I got to be careful how I put things here. He never called me the next day. And I'm a Christian, by the way. I'm a Christian. I should have never done that. He made me do things that went against my Christian morals and values. But he could at least call me the next day. He didn't. So, looming over Trump's conviction, reversal by the 13th juror, Donald Trump's conviction has raised many political and legal questions, but at least one issue is not in doubt, whether they will appeal, and he might win. So they're even saying here now that he could win the appeal, and if you talk to Juanito, which I'll have on Nino's Corner.tv, we're going to go into this in depth. The former president has made no secret that he plans to challenge the verdict against him in the hush money case, and attorneys say he has an extensive menu of legal avenues to pursue. Some think he has a decent chance of reversal. There is an appeal that could have legs, said Arlo Devlin Brown, a former federal prosecutor who was chief of the public corruption unit in the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office. Trump's first chance to challenge the verdict will come within 30 days of his sentencing in July. Man, that's crazy. On July 11th. So sentencing is on July 11th, just a few days before convention, at which point he can turn to New York's first judicial department, Appellate Court, not far from where he stood trial. The court has such broad discretion to review jury findings that is sometimes called the 13th juror. Their attack is expected to focus on a few key issues, including the legal theory that enabled prosecutors to transform 34 misdemeanor counts of falsifying business records into a felony case against a former president. We are going to take this as high and as far as we need to, including to the U.S. Supreme Court, to vindicate President Trump's rights. His attorney, Will Scharf, told CNN on Friday. Unlike the trial that wrapped up with Thursday's verdict, the appeal may focus on largely arcane legal issues, not the salacious evidence presented to the jury, said Devin Brown. So the legal fight over 2024 has begun. Former President Trump's team is more focused so far on building a sprawling network of election integrity lawyers and poll watchers. Then on rounding up organizers and door knockers to reach voters. So they're looking to flood the booths with poll watchers. Why it matters, it's a sign that 5 months before Election Day, the legal battle over the 2024 race is underway and that Trump plans to cry rigged if he loses. Just as he did after the 2020, you know what? Jeez. That's why I say, folks, I do not see this happening conventionally. I don't know about what you all think, but I'm pretty sure if you're on my channel, you all see this the same way I do. I don't see this going. It could look like it's going to that direction. I expect some kind of event to happen before, but if not, I expect that November will be somehow, some way halted, and there will be some kind of pause, is what I think. I would put all my, if I was betting, if I was at a casino and I was like, okay, what number, election or no? And I would say, you know what? I'm putting all my chips on none. I'm going to say halted. I don't know what you all vote. I mean, I don't know what you all would bet on, but that's what I'm betting on. I'm going all in on that. Pot, baby. I don't even think, I wouldn't even be nervous about that bet. Being honest, Democrats are responding to the onslaught of GOP lawsuits with legal challenges of their own. Some are spearheaded by Democratic National Committee and election lawyer Mark Elias, which is operating independently from the Biden campaign. The federal judge dismissed a lawsuit from voters represented by Elias firm that sought to block Wisconsin's law requiring voters to secure a witness signature when casting an absentee ballot. Folks, do you already see the shenanigans happening? How will anything get done, even if he does get in? The country will fall apart. It's not, there's no way, if you really look at this, there's no possible way, no possible way that anything will get done, even if he gets in there legit. There's so much lawfare, so many games here. There's no way that anything can ever happen. Every turn he makes, boom, they'll hit him with this. He turns left, they'll hit him with that. He turns right, they'll hit. Nothing will get done. That's why I say, my opinion, it's an opinion, it has to be done in another way. And I know you all know what I'm saying. I know you all get what I'm laying down. This whole system has to be cleaned up. It's done. It's over. We're all witnessing. It's horrific. It's disgusting. There's nothing. There cannot be any remnants left of this. And I told Giuliani when I was talking to Rudy Giuliani, I said, it's like spraying for termites. You have to put a huge tent over the government and take out every last termite. The ghetto timer went off, folks. The ghetto timer, baby. All right. Stay with me. Whew, it turns out the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not in carbs or fat or even in probiotic-rich foods. No, the end game of having a healthy weight as well as more energy and a long, healthy life comes down to a specific switch you can flip on in your body to flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry is calling this the caloric bypass. And by activating this specific process in your body, he has seen thousands, yes, thousands of people dramatically improving their health, even at age 50 and beyond. So this includes losing weight, getting lots of energy, and returning to the good health they had in their youth once they simply address this one key to better health. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion, strong feeling joints and muscles, smoother skin, and healthier lives, folks, meaning it could be the key to a happy life. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds himself using this his research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone. His health is fantastic, and he feels younger and healthier today than he did in his 40s. I'm on it. Everything I push here, I do. His video has been watched over 20 million by 20 million people, folks, today, and you can watch and learn more about it on thehealthyfat.com/Nino. thehealthyfat.com/Nino. It's linked at the bottom of this video, but it'll teach you exactly how he has kept the weight off for free at thehealthyfat.com/Nino. Lose some weight, folks. It pays dividends in your health. I'm going to hit the treadmill right after this broadcast. I'm going to go. I make sure, you know, every time I do a morning show, it wakes me up, and then I go hit cardio. I go hit the weights. I got to get the blood going, man. I got to get it going. You owe that to yourself. And every supplement I've been taking, every single one of them has – I'm not bullshitting. I'm the guinea pig for a lot of this stuff. I try it. I don't care. I try everything. And let me tell you, I'm pretty impressed. I have a large assortment of supplements right here on my desk that I take. And I feel really good. I'm feeling better every day. My anxiety, my depression. I used to have pretty bad depression. I'd get in a funk every now and then, you know, thinking about my boxing career or whatever. I've been feeling pretty emotionally uplifted. I've been feeling really pretty good, especially with everything I've been dealing with my parents, my dog. You know, having to put Axel down was terrible. I still think of Axel all the time. I mean, he used to just be right there, folks. He'd be laying right there on the floor right next to me, and I would just... Having to put my dog down was the hardest thing I've ever done. One of them. I mean, you would think with all the shit that I've been through, being knifed in the face, knifed in the throat, I probably cried more for my dog. You know, and I have his ashes on the table, and I have his dog collar around the ashes, and it just every time I look at it, man, I just man. He was an amazing animal. He was an amazing person. That's what I call him. Donald Trump joins TikTok after seeking to ban video app as president. So former President Donald Trump has joined TikTok, a fast-growing social media platform with ties to China that Trump has publicly embraced, even though he railed against it as president. Remember I said, folks, they're going to use TikTok to campaign for him. Fucking brilliant. And I said this. I don't know if you saw me on a few shows back. I even made shirts about this. I even made shirts. I put save. What did I put? I got to get the shirt. I'll show it to you. Save TikTok, vote Trump or something like that. I don't remember what I did, but it's on Patriotwear. Folks, can you imagine if TikTok gets behind him in campaigning? It will be huge. David, did you get the ornaments I sent? What ornaments? Did you send them to the P.O. box? Liz, I think I got something from you, Liz. Yes, I'll go check. I'll go check again. So, in his first post on the social, he's now on TikTok. So Trump, in his first post on the social network, which was filled with young potential voters, see what I say? I called it. I said, this is going to be the most brilliant move if he uses TikTok, and he's doing it. So with young potential voters, Trump posted a video after he attended the Ultimate Fighting Championship match in Newark, New Jersey, earlier in the evening. UFC CEO Dana White is featured in the video. Trump addressed viewers directly, saying it was an honor to be on the app. His message was followed by a montage of cheering UFC fans. You know how big this is? This guy is making all the right moves. All the right moves. All right, let's get to the Kamala dragon. All right, is Kamala the Democrats' secret weapon of 2024? At a black outreach event packed. It was packed. Yeah, right. Sure it was. With Democratic heavyweights. I like when they use that term, heavyweights. On Wednesday, it was Kamala Harris who proved the unexpected star of the show. Man, they're getting ready to do something with her. The vice president has been pillioned in the past. I don't know what that word is. I don't know. I'm trying to read, you know, for awkward and stilted delivery at events. But at Girard College, man, Girard, that's a name. Is that? I hope I said that right. Girard College of Philadelphia, as the warm-up actor for Biden, she seemed far more at ease, cracking jokes and responding to applause. Hospitality state, Nino, eat a carnivore diet. No supplements needed. I do eat a carnivore diet. I do, but see, you're not understanding the supplements I take. I take anti-inflammatories. I take natural pain relievers because my body has been like in the doctor said my body looks like it's been in over 13 car accidents. My back, my neck, and my back. She also received some of the biggest reactions during a slick performance where she rattled off a list of the Biden administration's accomplishments. Accomplishments? World War III? A broken economy? What accomplishments? What are you? How do people fall for this? Who in their right fucking mind listens to this lady and goes, oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, my God. Please nuke us. Please nuke us. That's what we need. Everything will be better once we get nuked. I already eat a carnivore diet, and I eat vegetables, too. World War III news. Let's get into some World War III news. The Chinese army is ready, together with the Russian army, to defend justice in the world. Chinese defense minister says, update, U.S. missiles strike an oil facility deep inside Russia using cruise missiles and ATACMS, whatever that means. Another update, Russia strikes. This is big. I've been told this is huge. Folks, this right here, what I'm about to read is big. Russia strikes secret NATO command center in Ukraine. Russian missiles turned with command center filled. It was filled with NATO personnel in Ukraine into a smoldering bomb crater. Who knows how many injuries? Who knows how many dead? That's developing right now. I'll find out more, but I heard that is very serious. Eight Russian bear bombers have taken off and are moving towards their launch positions to target Ukraine. It's going to be a long night across Ukraine. I'm still surprised Moscow has not carpet bombed Kiev and Lviv and raised both cities to the ground. Turkey mobilized hundreds of aircraft and warships through the Bosphorus. Ankara, considering the commercial importance of this narrow passage between Asia and Europe, the whole world is heating up right now, folks. Can you share? Yeah, I take the Canolidine. I take Canolidine for pain, and I take C60. C60 for anti-inflammatory, and I push that on my Telegram. Go to Telegram, Nino's Corner Telegram. It has about 92,000 people or something like that. But I take Canolidine for pain. But you got to get off everything. I don't think this stuff works if you're still on, like, the opiates and shit like that, because your receptor sites get filled up, from what I understand. German MP urges military to activate 900,000 reservists over Russians' belligerence. So here we go. The chair of the German Parliament's Defense Committee, Marley Angus Strack Zimmerman, called on the country's armed forces to activate 900,000 German reservists in light of Russia's threatening policies. The DPA news agency reported on June 1st. Isn't it funny? Isn't it crazy how all the politicians now feel like it's our duty? Let's call in the military. Let's send out the reservists. And they sit there at their fine dining dinners with their friends, and they get told what to say, what to do, drinking wine. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie All Quiet on the Western Front. It's the newer one. I don't know if there's a couple, but I think there's a few of them made. But watch that movie. You see the elitist. I don't know if he was a. I can't remember. It was a long time when I saw this, but he was like an elitist president or general, taking sips of wine, switching like wine, while young boys are out there in the trenches, dying, putting their lives on the line, being shell shocked, scared, PTSD, never to be the same. This guy's sipping wine, swishing it around in his mouth, and then spitting it on the floor. That is, and the reason that's, to me, that's such a powerful scene in the movie because it shows people what we're really dealing with. The disgusting narcissism and psychopathic traits these people have that have the balls to send our youth, our kids, to war. They don't give a fuck. As long as he has his wine, he's not even drinking the wine. He's swishing it around in his mouth and then spitting it on the floor. That's the mentality of these people. America's tech battle with China is about to get real ugly, folks. Oh, yeah, especially if they take Taiwan. For technology to change the global balance of power, and it needed be new. It must simply be known, since 2017, the Chinese Communist Party has laid out careful plans to eventually dominate the creation, application, and dissemination of generative artificial intelligence. Now, we don't want China leading the spearheading any kind of artificial intelligence, but I think this is going to get so out of hand, it's not going to matter anymore. Programs that use massive data sets to train themselves to recognize patterns so quickly that they appear to produce knowledge from nowhere. According to the CCP's plan, by 2020, China was supposed to have achieved iconic advances in AI models and methods, core devices, high-end equipment, and foundation software. But the release of OpenAI's ChatGPT in fall 2022 caught Beijing flat-footed. The virality of ChatGPT's launch asserted that U.S. companies, at least for the moment, were leading the AI race, and through a great power competition that had been conducted in private into the open for all the world to see. There's no guarantee that America's AI lead will last forever. China's national tech champions have joined the fray and managed to twist a technology that feeds on freewheeling information to fit neatly into China's constrained information bubble. Censorship requirements may slow China's AI development and limit the commercialization of domestic models, but they will not stop Beijing from benefiting from AI where it sees fit. China's leader, Xi Jinping, sees technology as the key to shaking his country out of its economic malaise. Oh, boy. So the war for AI is on. Who's going to control it? I think this is going to get so ugly that it doesn't matter. I think AI is going to be its own force to be reckoned with. I think it's going to have its own consciousness. I really believe this. I think it's going to develop its own consciousness and take over the fucking world. How do you know we're not already living in AI? How do you not know? I really believe when Jason Brashears talk about this stuff, that we're living in simulation. I believe that. I think it's an ever-changing, intelligent, super consciousness that we're living in. So whenever we think we figured it out, it's kind of like the double slit electron theory or a experiment where they were sending particles through the double slits, and then when they added more slits, it turned into waves. It knew, the electrons knew it was being observed. I think our universe, our planet, our whatever consciousness reacts the same way whenever we think we figured it out, it changes. That's why we can ever put our fingers on it. It's constantly changing because it knows it's being observed. I almost think that, you know what, when you observe a round earth, it's round, but then when you observe it to be flat, it's fine. It does whatever it feels it's going to do. Does that make sense? Whatever it needs to do to trick us, to keep the magic going. I almost feel like we live in such a mysterious, magical place that anytime it feels it's being observed, it just changes the game. Does that? I think I figured it out. Terrence Howard, Now let's debate, baby. Let's debate. I think everything changes on itself. I think the universe knows it's being observed, and it changes the game. You guys like that? What do you guys think of that? I don't know. Sounds cool. Sounds good to me. I really believe it knows it's being observed, and it's tricky. It's slippery. It doesn't want to reveal its secrets. It just doesn't. It doesn't want to reveal its secrets to any of us. All right. OPEC agrees to extend production cuts in bid to boost oil prices. OPEC on Sunday agreed to extend all production curbs into next year, a deal that likely signals oil prices will remain elevated through the U.S. presidential election. Border news, Mexico's ruling party declares, now is it Sheinbaum, the Mexican president, winner of the presidential vote. Now, folks, if you're looking at this closely, you know what's going on. Now, I don't know how to say her name. Media outlets and the ruling party declared Claudia Sheinbaum, the winner of Mexico's presidential election after polls closed on Sunday, putting her on course to be the country's first woman president. And what is she? Do you all know about this? A climate activist. Isn't that something? Huh? Really? She just happens to be all for the climate. She's all for it. So who put her in there? I think we all know the answer to that. So the head of the ruling Morena party, Maria Delgado, told supporters in Mexico City that Sheinbaum had won by a very large margin. I don't know. Exactly. You guys got it. Don't put that in here, though, please. Moderators, please take that out. Fuck. How Claudia Sheinbaum could, and I don't know if I'm saying her name right, could change Mexico. Well, she's with the Green Movement, folks. A climate scientist, by the way, is a heavily favored to win Sunday's presidential election. A climate scientist, huh? Wow. So we already know how she's going to change Mexico, don't we? Oh, yeah. Disgraced Alex Jones declares war before sobbing live on air as he says government's trying to shut down InfoWars. Look how they call Alex Jones. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones sobbed into the microphone as he declared that the government is trying to shut down his show, InfoWars. Well, obviously, he's facing bankruptcy. We know why. But what I don't understand is, and I could be wrong on this, why doesn't he just shut it down, create a new name, and open a new studio? I don't know how this works. So I'm just asking a question. Jones, who is 50 years old, is known for his warnings about terrorist attacks and misinformation comments. Look how they have to put that in. Misinformative comments about the 2012 Sandy Hook stuff. On Saturday, InstaWars posted to his website about the shutdown and said Jones was live for an emergency Saturday broadcast about the impending shutdown. YouTuber Don Lucrey posted a clip of the show on X, formerly known as Twitter, saying, "Breaking news, the federal government is attempting to shut down InfoWars and seize Alex Jones' studio. They are expected to be raided tonight. This is absolutely unacceptable, and it can't be random that this is all happening at this time. This is an emergency." During his emergency show, he got extremely heated and claimed a war had begun. "I've been under attack. I've been gaslit. I've had secret federal files on me that I'm committing crimes," referring to the Justice Department, which of course wasn't true. It was already filed in federal court months before Jones claimed on InfoWars. See, folks, this is what happens when the system is weaponized against the people. I did a very stellar interview with Nick Searcy and Chris Bergard on the War on Truth. That's going to go on ninoscorner.tv. You guys got to watch that, man. Got to watch that. That's a hard pill to swallow when you really know what's going on, especially at the Capitol. Scary, scary shit, man. It's well organized. Rupert Murdoch marries beautiful bride Elena Zukova in warm sunshine at his California vineyard. News legend Rupert Murdoch was all smiles yesterday as he married his beautiful bride. Mr. Murdoch, who's 93, tied the knot with retired molecular biologist Elena Zukova, who's 67. So, okay, it's not like she's 20 or 25. After dating for several months, the news, Miss Murdoch looks stunning in an elegant white dress, clutching a small posy of lily of the valley flowers. Mr. Murdoch wore a dark suit, white shirt, and patent yellow tie. The happy couple beamed for the wedding photographer as they celebrated their big day with delighted relatives at the ceremony, blessed with blue skies and warm sunshine at his vineyard in California. Mr. Murdoch, who has six children, is chairman of News Corporation. I guess, what, the Fox? Is it Fox News that he has? The Sun, as well as American Media. Yeah, Fox News and the Wall Street Journal. So apparently her marrying Murdoch has nothing to do with his money or his empire. So that has nothing to do with it. It's his charming personality. It's his charisma when he shits his diapers. It's his charming personality when he's slobbering. And if he's not doing it now, he'll be doing it in about the next, I don't know, 6 months to a year. I'm sure you're not in it for the money. Ah, money, shmoney. Who needs money? You're not in it for that. You love his charming personality. I'm sure he's full of energy. You guys go on long walks in the park. I'm sure it's just so much fun. Let's get to what the fuck news. In what the fuck news, Hillary Clinton selling She Was Right mugs. So here she is at it again, selling She Was Right mugs. So after Trump guilty verdict, Hillary Clinton is dancing on Donald Trump's proverbial grave on the heels of him becoming a convicted felon. She's now selling hawking merchandise that touts the fact she was right. This could be interesting now that I think about it. Holy cow. This could be very interesting. Could we see the rise of her again? Ooh. Think about that for a second. Folks, I just thought of this. I don't think she's done. The former Secretary of State, the two-time ex-presidential candidate who faced off against Trump in 2016 and lost, threw up a telling IG post late Thursday after the dust had settled on the Trump verdict. And it seems she's ready to rub people's faces in the news. She posted a photo of a coffee mug that features a mock-up of her sipping tea with the phrase, "Turns out she was right about everything," written above. We'll see about that. Her caption is just as interesting. It reads, "We recently had some merch made based on the phrase I hear a lot, the design happening to be finalized today." HC continues, "With your purchase, you'll support Onward Together groups, defunding democracy, and get a pretty great mug to sip tea from. Link to purchase in my profile." The link to her bio goes to this shop page on Onward Together, and the mug in question is going for a cool $22. There's a tote bag. Damn, there's a tote bag too with the same imagery and lettering. Not to mention the items that tout reproductive and human rights and other Dem-leaning phrases. Of course, it's no surprise that Hillary is taking a shot at DT in the wake of the big news, namely the fact that he was convicted on all 34 felony counts for falsifying business records in his New York hush money case, where he was on trial for several weeks facing charges. Folks, Are you not ready for the boomerang? Because I am. Now he's guilty, and he'll have to learn his fate in July when he's sentenced. He's technically facing prison time, but not many people expect him to go behind bars. It's coming. Oh, it's coming. It's coming, folks. It's coming. What's done to him will be done to them. Laugh all you want. Make fun of him all you want. It's only going to be worse for you. It's only going to be so much worse for you. That's all I got to say. That's my opinion. And with that, folks, I'm out of here. Get to ninoscorner.tv, folks. I'll be on with Juanito right now. We're going to go dive deep into this. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting, and the black sheep of broadcasting, folks. Later.